Chris is here. Chris, would you like to come in and talk while I fiddle about with this? That'll be a bit more helpful. Right, so I'll work on that. And in the meantime, Chris is going to come in and talk about the radio. Great. So, Chris, it's been a great year for the radio, I think. What have been some of the major achievements?
Major achievements this year? I think that probably the extension of the range of shows that we've got on the station, and more and more people from the community becoming involved, and they've been putting together all sorts of different things. So yeah, that's probably been the highlight. And we've brought in new people through our training shows, training programs, and they've gone on to create some really amazing content. So that's been a real highlight.
Lovely. So what are some of the new DJs doing?
Well, we've got different people have taken over. Out of the Blue was a show that's been going for over the last year, and that started off as an initiative from town, from a group that works with people with mental illness, and they approached the station about having a show. But over the year, that's moved so that locals are now running that, and that's been really nice to see that kind of local takeover of that program, and it's reflecting the mental health awareness groups and help groups that are on the island. Mm. We've also had some of the people who come in, helping us out with some of the technical aspects of running the station, but also getting involved with things like the rock show. We've had some amazing podcasts about people living on boats and so on, made from some of those people coming in through those training programs.
Mm. So what are the plans for next year?
Well, next year is a big year for us because we have our shift into the White House up behind the Artworks Theatre, and that moving in there is really going to give us an opportunity to extend even further our community content, because it's just a better space. There's more room, a better setup, and one of the things that, well, for me, a personal highlight is I love having local music live on air, and we'll have much more scope to do that.
Lovely. Anything around upgrading of towers and the shift to the White House?
Well, when we're shifting in there, there'll be a whole lot of setup, and that will give us an opportunity to do some tweaking and hopefully to improve the signal a little bit, which is always a quest, really. And we should be able to get a better signal to the second of our two transmitters, which should clear that up a little. And we may also do some upgrading of that around the same time, which should just help with coverage in some of those hard-to-reach gullies and valleys around the island.
So when is the move planned for to the White House?
Well, as soon as you can get a bunch of people who are very, very busy and all volunteers to have a moment to spare. So I imagine, we've got our big fundraiser tonight, and then people are all tied up with their families over Christmas. So I imagine coming into January, we'll be starting the setup in the new premises.
And are you going to be looking for volunteers to come and help out as listeners to the radio? Or do you think cover the move with the volunteers we've got who are
Well, I think
here.
What would be really good is if we have listeners and supporters of the station who have particular skills, like building skills and so on, electrical skills, I don't know, maybe someone's a radio broadcast technician, but anyone who can do anything like that who would be willing to help us out, we'd really appreciate it.
Great. Okay, lovely. So from early January then we should be at the White House.
Well, I mean, it would take a bit of time, and we know from the experience of setting up our current studio that there's a lot to it. It's not just a matter of, putting a computer and a CD player and a microphone and away you go. So there is quite a bit of setup. So I anticipate that would take us, several weeks, I suppose, to get that going. We'll just continue broadcasting from our current studio until we're ready for the shift.
Mm. So tell us about because I think one of the big coups of the radio this year has been the election coverage. I mean, what I really enjoyed was being able to listen to the candidates, because everyone makes a statement, but the actual opportunity to first of all hear them, but the fact that they were all interviewed on radio, I thought was really special, because you got a real feel for their ability to answer questions or talk to the issues.
Well, one of the things we wanted to do with the coverage was to ensure that there was some kind of analysis or questioning. So a lot of the election coverage, because there were so many candidates, really just gave a space for those candidates to make their own statements. And, that's important, because then they can put across what are their key beliefs and what are the things that are important to them. But because, again, because of the number of candidates, I think in a lot of the media, that there wasn't then that questioning or analysis of that, and that's what we wanted to do. And we also wanted to bring in the community. And so there was the three phases to it. There was the recording and broadcast and podcasting of the candidate statements, then the community feedback where people kind of came in, and that got quite active, with people commenting on the candidates and issues. And the best part of that was when people suggested questions which we could use. And then we used those questions when we brought, I think we got all but two of the candidates in the end, and used those questions and along with their own. And that was really valuable, and that gave me a lot of insight into what those candidates stood for, and really helped when it came to making the voting decision. And then, of course, we had all the controversy after the election. So, you know, we went and followed up there in the inauguration and interviewing some of the key players as well. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, I'm pretty pleased with that. We did a good job there, kind of, you know, and right through the lead up and throughout and following on from the election.
Mm. The other thing I like is that the radio is turning into a sort of a multimedia centre, so that, you know, Simon got some great video footage, which I think was the only real video footage that was ever shown of the elections, and that came up on the radio website as well. So it's almost like if anyone's got anything that they can that's newsworthy, it can get onto the radio website.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, there's been a couple of times where we're the only media outlet on the island really that can react quickly. Now, because we're volunteers, it means that, you know, most stuff we don't pick up on. But there's been a number of occasions where there's been a story or something happened that we have been able to pick up and put on at least on the internet, if not on air, fairly quickly. And I think that, you know, that will continue. I mean, radio's different than it used to be. The broadcast is still absolutely critical, but many of our listeners pick up most of their content online. You know, they're either listening play on demand to shows at different times, or they're downloading interviews as podcasts and coming in and checking things out like that. And really, it's all about the community being involved and telling their stories, sharing their views, and, you know, entertaining and engaging people from an island perspective. And whether that's online or on air, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, so what kinds of shows would you like to see in the new year? Are there any kinds of shows that we haven't got that you think there'd be a space for? I mean, it occurs to me that a Maori music show and culture show might be quite an interesting one.
And it's really just a matter of someone stepping up and saying they want to do that. So we get expressions of interest all the time from people saying they want to do shows, and, you know, I've got a whole lot of my email inbox at the moment, and we'll probably put together another training course early in the new year, because we've found that's the best way to get people involved, because they get a more comprehensive overview of all the different aspects of putting together a show, and also it makes it manageable for us by bringing in and training several people at once. But we have a show which is going to be a daytime kind of magazine music show, which should be starting up soon, and that's going to be in 10 to 12 weekday mornings. We've got people who've come forward who, you know, surprisingly, well, I suppose, I don't know, but it seemed to surprise me that a lot of the people who come forward are really interested in doing kind of current affairs, local issues content. You know, I always kind of anticipated it was going to be, oh, you know, everyone wants to, I don't know, do a two-hour reggae show. And, well, there's nothing wrong with that. But also a lot of people coming forward and saying, hey, I want to talk about stuff. I want to do a show which is about local issues. And, yeah, so there's a couple of those. There's a whole range of things, really.
Mm. And what are the chances of getting some talkback happening on Waiheke Radio? Is that likely or difficult to set up?
We'd have to fix the phone, which is on the list. We've very...
Oh, look, that's Gracie. Hello, Gracie.
There you go, darling. We have a very long list of things to fix, including the phone. But then in past experience... hey, kids, you need to go outside.
Hey. Oh, we've got a whole collection of children here at the moment.
All over the place.
Oh, wonderful.
Here
yes,
we go.
We've been taken over. Help, help.
Yeah.
Right. They're all under five. We're being attacked.
We are. Attack of the under fives. Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah, fixing the phone. So, but also experience in the past has been that maybe because it's a small community, the people on the island are a bit reluctant to call in. So, I don't know, it'd be worth a go.
Maybe if it was in a controlled dose. Although I notice on Talk Back in Town, they pretty much just talk and talk and talk and talk until someone does call in.
Yeah, and but, you know, hours of hot air.
Yeah, no, that's true. Oh, look, Gracie's back. She's having a great time sabotaging her dad's radio thing. I know, because Dad can't say anything because he's on the radio. Good. Okay, lovely. So if people did want to get a show up and running, what you're suggesting is an expression of interest sent via sent to the station. You can find the contact details on the website.
Yep, and there's an expression of interest form on there, because one of the things that does is it helps people refine what it is that they want to do. Also, because it's a completely volunteer organisation, we ask people to consider the other ways that they can help the station, so it's not just a matter of turning up doing a show, but contributing to the ongoing life and running of the organisation as well. Now my phone's going. First the kids, now phones.
Right. Oh, busy person. Okay, and then after that, so expression of interest, and then if you haven't had any DJ training, then you would be looking at doing a course with Chris and some of the other DJs sometime in the new year, probably in linked in with community education, so that would start in about February or March.
Yep, something around there.
Lovely. Good. So it's good to start thinking about those things now, because we only really run training courses once or maybe twice a year, it's so labour intensive.
Yeah, we'll probably try to do it a couple of times next year. And I mean, sometimes we are able to slot in some other training as well, but we'll probably have two rounds of the big training course next year.
Lovely. Okay, well, Chris, thanks so much. That was Chris, trustee of Waiheke Radio, talking about things for next year.